You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. As the papacy of Pope Benedict the 16th winds down and preparations get underway for the selection of his successor, WNYC wants to know what Catholics are thinking during this transition. We began our weekly conversation with two young Catholic bloggers, 29-year-old Annie Selleck and 26-year-old Brandon Vaught. WNYC's Amy Eddings got the conversation going by asking Annie what the Pope means to her.
I think he is a model of what it means to be a faithful Catholic, as well as someone who really can guide us in navigating tough issues of our time, whether that be war or issues going on in society.
Brandon, what about you, especially as somebody who converted to Catholicism a few years ago? What does the papacy mean to you?
The Pope is a great spiritual and moral leader, someone we can look to for guidance and example. I also see the Pope as a great sign of unity. You know, we're a church of over a billion people throughout the world, hundreds of countries, yet all of them pledge their allegiance to this Pope, and not the person who is the Pope, but the office of the papacy. And I do turn to the Pope, especially in his encyclicals and to his writings, John Paul II and Benedict XVI, were not just very holy and spiritual men, but profound intellects. And so when you read, in the case of our current Pope, his Jesus of Nazareth trilogy of books, you'll find a wealth of wisdom and guidance for any Catholic.
So, Brandon, you answered my next question, which was, what kind of Pope did you think Benedict was? So, Annie, I'll address that question to you.
I think when he was first elected, that was during my senior year of college, there was a real sense that he would be a very conservative pope. Pope Benedict XVI was a pope who made us think, and I think that is one of the best compliments we can give him. But I think he really encouraged us all to engage the issues of the world with what the church has to say.
Annie, in your op-ed, you address the question, what do young Catholics want? You sum up by saying, we, the young generation of the church, are yearning for the gospel of Jesus. We want the church to get its hands dirty and be engaged and relevant in our lives. What is making the church irrelevant for you?
I think it seems that often the church is addressing issues that aren't the burning questions in my life and other young Catholics' lives. I think a great example of that is the church spent countless time, energy, resources, money, looking at the specific words that we were using in the liturgy. Given the sex abuse crisis, or looking at issues of global poverty, these are issues that I see the young people who I minister to in the church asking these questions, and then hearing a real void from the church.
Brandon, I think you'd take the issue of relevancy in a different direction. What do you think the next pope should do to make the church, in Annie's words, engaged and relevant?
I mean, the gospel is always relevant, regardless of what century it's preached. And the church's role is not to propose anything new, but to re-propose truths that have been carried down since the time of Christ, but have maybe been forgotten or dismissed. I'd also think it's maybe a lot to expect from one person, like a pope, to speak on every issue relevant to every country around the world. A lot of that teaching has to come from bishops and the priests of local parishes, and I think it's happening.
What kind of leader do you want the next pope to be?
Well, I think the next pope should follow the agenda laid out by each of his two predecessors, which is this movement that's become known as the New Evangelization. I think the other bishops and cardinals around the world are looking for someone in the mold of both Benedict and John Paul, in the specific sense that both of these men were very outward-oriented. Their whole mission was to help people encounter Jesus Christ.
Annie, what kind of leader do you want the next pope to be?
I'd love to see a pope who really emphasizes dialogue and openness. And if we look at Pope John Paul II, I think a word that really characterizes him is compassion, and really reaching out to people. If we look at Pope Benedict's intellect and making us think are things that stand out. And what I'd love to see is a combination of those things.
Annie Selleck wrote a Valentine's Day op-ed in the Washington Post about young Catholics. She blogs at annieselleck.com. Brandon Vaught is a blogger, too, at brandonvaught.com. That's spelled V-O-G-T. He's the author of The Church and New Media. Annie, Brandon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being with you.
Do you think the next pope needs to make the church more relevant for young Catholics? Leave a comment and listen to the entire conversation. Go to our website at wnyc.org.